Is accepting a ride home cheating? What about texting a colleague late at night? Or offering a jacket to a coworker when they're cold? Is it harmless? Or are you actually crossing a line and micro-cheating on your partner? Micro-cheating is a series of small, subtle actions that suggest emotional focus on someone outside your relationship. It's not a full-blown physical affair, but small breaches of trust in a relationship. Experts say it can be considered micro-cheating if an action breaches specific set boundaries. The tricky part? It's a grey area because it depends on each couple's boundaries, so that makes it harder to spot. Micro-cheating is also becoming more common in this day and age with technology. Flirty DMs, harmless likes, private chats that slowly turn personal. Experts say it can stir up even more confusion than a physical affair. So where do you draw the line? The truth is, there's no universal rule. Experts believe that it often boils down to intention. Are you just being practical, or are you seeking connection, validation, or even escape? Those struggling with insecurity or those who feel their partners are not enough may be more prone to such behaviours. One counsellor told CNE that those more vulnerable to micro-cheating often have unmet emotional needs or struggle with boundaries. Demanding jobs, stressful household responsibilities, and personal challenges also can increase the likelihood of micro-cheating. If you're entertaining stray thoughts, have a growing interest in someone else, or constantly compare and criticize your partner, take note, these are red flags. The good news, it can be stopped early if you recognize it and choose to redirect attention back into your relationship. To turn things around and reconnect, experts recommend showing appreciation and recognizing your partner's strengths, making time for regular dates and check-ins, and bonding intentionally through shared activities.